primetime television just keeps on getting better by the minute. Arranged Marriage is the concept of a new reality show that CBS just purchased. News leaked out about the show yesterday. It's produced by the folks who created Top Chef and Project Runway. Here's the idea. Set up four couples in arranged marriages and then watch as the new romances blossom or fizzle before our eyes. James Poniewozik is our go-to primetime guy. He's television critic for Time Magazine. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks, Robert.
Arranged Marriage. Tell us about this program.
Well, you know, reality TV lives and dies on the premise. So, well, reality TV has been hooking up people up for a while, right? The Bachelor is essentially a marriage arranged by reality TV show. You know, Fox did Married by America a while ago, and the eternal game in reality TV is, what can you do to up the last premise that will get people's attention even more? So in this case, you've got four people ranging in age from 25 to 45 who are going to be fixed up with somebody by their loved ones, and they will actually marry, and the series is going to follow their marriages.
So the show begins, I feel like I'm writing a promo, the show begins where the other reality shows end, at the marriage.
I think you just bumped up their ratings, another million viewers, right?
Will there be judges who are famously married people, or people who have been married a lot, who will judge how they're doing?
Not to my knowledge. Most of the details of the production have been kept pretty under wraps, but it doesn't seem to be structured as that kind of competition type show. We're not having 10 brides set up and eliminated one by one, you know, by the judges or America or whatever. The idea is to be that the marriages are arranged, well, the way that traditional arranged marriages are, by people who know the parties involved. And then from there, the series is supposed to see how well they do.
How big a piece of CBS's future does CBS hope arranged marriage would be?
You know, frankly, I think that networks have not been relying as much on reality shows to sort of anchor their regular primetime schedules as they were a few years ago. CBS is certainly doing much better than, say, for instance, NBC, which is having just terrible troubles. I don't believe they've announced a scheduling for this, but this is the sort of show that you might see holding down, say, their summer schedule when a lot of scripted shows aren't in production and they need one of those big buzz reality shows to keep the lights on.
Has anyone, and I realize it's only been a day of hearing about all this, but has anybody raised any, I realize it sounds odd in the context of primetime television, any ethical concerns about creating marriages which might actually produce children, say, essentially for the purposes of primetime ratings, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of online comment, no formal complaints or, you know, FCC-type complaints that I know of so far. But a lot of chatter out there saying that, you know, this is exploitative, this is TV sinking to a new low. It's the sort of thing that comes up whenever you have a really provocative premise like this. And frankly, part of the reason that you have provocative premises like this is that you build up so much buzz in advance. And I tend to think that with a show like this, it's all about the execution, which is to say, you could do this show in a way that it's really horrible and crass and exploitative, and you could do the show in a way that it's, you know, interesting and thought-provoking, and actually treats the people involved in it with respect.
Well, we'll stay tuned.
I certainly will.
Well, James, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's James Poniewozik, who is TV critic for Time Magazine, talking about the newly announced reality show on CBS television soon called Arranged Marriage.